Ever wonder how shows like Arthur or Antiques Roadshow get made? Well, you have to go back to the 1960s, when the FCC chairman proclaimed television to be a vast wasteland. In response, Congress created a place where the American people could access quality educational programs. Think of it like the national parks. They wanted to create a space where any American, no matter their means or status, could pause to learn, grow, and admire the splendor of our world. So, in 1967, a bipartisan group of lawmakers created the Public Broadcasting Act, and with it, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB for short. The CPB was developed as a public corporation, not a government agency, in order to insulate it from the winds of political change. But how does the whole system work? Well, it all starts and ends with you. Your taxes fund the CPB, about $1.60 per person per year. That's less than a cup of coffee, and certainly less than a carton of eggs. The CPB takes your $1.60 and allocates it across America to your local stations. Stations use this money to pay for dues to PBS so they can air programs like Arthur and Antiques Roadshow. It's kind of like being in one big broadcasting club. But who creates the programs? Well, PBS gives some of these funds to larger stations who create shows with part of your $1.60, but also with funds from other foundations, sponsors, and of course, viewers like you. And what that means is that all stations are interdependent. The CPB funding is the glue that binds the public media system together. Remember when you traveled the world with Carmen Sandiego, learned to love books with Reading Rainbow, or measured twice and cut once on This Old House? Maybe you still remember a fun science fact from a Nova documentary. Or you had a recent revelation when you watched Frontline. All of these programs exist so that you can explore and understand the larger world. Whether it's reporting on ferry delays in Washington State, farming in the Midwest, or the fishing season on the East Coast, America is full of different wonderful places where each local station adapts to the specific needs of their communities. So what makes public media special? Well, it's made by and for you. But without the CPB funding, the system is at risk. Smaller member stations will close, news deserts will get worse, and producing stations might be unable to make your favorite shows. If you want to keep the public media system working and you love our programs, you can support us by calling your local representatives or donating to your local public media station, like PBS Wisconsin,